the U.S. government is mandating preferred pronouns in all workplaces. This is the way we always see it done, through contracts. You've got a government contract, they own you. If you have a government contract, if you work for the government, if you've got a government contract with them, you have signed yourself over to the devil. Quite literally, folks, because that's how it's going to be used. You've made this Faustian bargain, or we should say a Faucian bargain. That's the way they ran these mandates through. People who had a contract, you don't do this, or we're going to take away the money that we're giving you. Your hospital, you don't vaccinate your nurses and doctors, we're going to take away that bonus that Trump gave you for lying about a COVID pandemic. Oh, give you $13,000 if you point at somebody and say they got COVID. You don't have to have even a PCR process. Don't even have to have, just point at them. Do a clinical diagnosis, $13,000. You put them on a ventilator, $39,000. Then we'll give you 20% bonus on everything that you charge them for until you kill them. And then we'll give, then the Trump administration will give a death bonus to anybody. You say that the person died from COVID, didn't die from your remdesivir, didn't die from your neglect, didn't die from the ventilator intubation, which they probably did. But you say they died from COVID. If the family doesn't contest that, we'll give them a couple of $1,000 for burial. How's that? We'll pay everybody off, right? Always about the bribery, the blackmail. And so this is the way the government is now applying LGBT blackmail to all workplaces. As of this week, failing to respect a queer person's non-binary pronouns is the newest form of workplace discrimination recognized under the landmark 1964 Civil Rights Act. The new pronoun mandate, by the way, it's not a law. This is an executive declaration from the president, which Trump and Biden are both so fond of. The new pronoun mandate for workers, employers, and even customers was issued by the EEOC. It's a rule. We're ruled by people who make the rules. As part of the Civil Rights Agency's first move in a quarter of a century to bring workplace guidance up to date with legal precedent and evolving norms. Yeah, they're moving the Overton window. And how are they moving it? With money. The 189-page document. I didn't realize there were that many different pronouns, did you? It takes 189 pages. Which is technically, legally non-binding, okay, because it is a rule, but here's the problem. Rules are not laws, so they're technically not legal, and if you violate them, though, you don't have any presumption of innocence, you don't get due process, and you don't have any protection against excessive fines. And so, it's even worse than something that would be legally binding. It's born out of bureaucratic scheming and, trickery, which is, what the worst aspect of all this stuff, all of this regulation without representation. Misgendering must be repeated. It must be intentional. It cannot be simply a slip of the tongue. It has to rise to the level of workplace harassment. So, in other words, if I repeatedly call Bruce Gender, which I always do, that would be an EEOC violation. Come on. You're not going to tell me what to say. Absolutely not going to tell me what to say. You're not going to tell me who I can criticize and who I can't criticize. You're not going to tell me what I have to believe. I have freedom of religion and free speech. And the way we use that is to defy these tyrants or we lose it. I said it's... The EEOC has decreed, that's their word, that it is discriminatory for an employer to deny a transgender person access to the bathroom that they want to use, even if that invades the privacy of other workers. Wait a minute. I thought that we had a right to privacy. Oh, well, not when it comes to bathrooms or dressing rooms for women, right? And especially women, right? It's women's right to privacy. That's only if you want to kill your kid. If you want to have privacy in the dressing room or the bathroom, no, you don't get that. No. We have a hierarchy, a pecking order of this so-called equity, the so-called equality. There is a pecking order in it, isn't there? So yeah, no right to privacy for women, not from the Biden administration. You only have a right to murder babies. You don't have a right to my body, my choice when it comes to the masks and the lockdowns and the vaccines and rest. No. That was just, you know, what they say to kill babies. The new standards were adopted over a 3-2 vote along party lines after the bureaucrats, the investigatory panel, got 37,000 public comments on the updates that were proposed last October. You know what they don't tell you is if the comments were 36,999 against and one for. They're not going to tell you that either. They don't care. See, the comments don't matter. This is not representative government. They don't have to pay any attention to the comments. Comments are not votes. They don't weigh on them that way. As a matter of fact, for a lot of these things, they're just skipping the comment process anyway, because it doesn't make any difference. These bureaucrats will do what they wish. Unelected, unaccountable regulation without representation. That's what we're talking about here. And it is everywhere in the federal government. That's why I said the federal government is gone, absolutely gone. And all this brave talk about, fixing it if Trump gets in again, which he didn't do anything the first time. If he fires some people, which he's now talking about possibly doing, we'll see. If he fires some people, if they don't fix the structural changes, nothing's going to change. And quite frankly, we see this over and over again. The GOP does not want a good system. They want an authoritarian system that serves them. They're no different from the Democrats. It's just who gets to rule, right? It's just like the radical feminists. They don't want equality with men. They want to rule. They don't want a patriarchy. They want a matriarchy. And it's that same way with Republicans and Democrats. You know, they don't want to have a equitable, legal, balanced system. They just want to rule. So, it's no exaggeration to say that queer theory is now firmly ensconced into the U.S. law, except that it is not U.S. law. That was commentary from Unheard, by the way. It is not U.S. law. It is it truly is, however. It's queer theory. It's not a theory. It's a religion for these people. It's a pagan religion. And it is that religion that is now ensconced into U.S. law. And you will bow to that religion. You will follow its commandments. And you'll be punished if you violate those commandments. And so they go on to say, Daily Skeptic then says, it's hard to understand how in a supposedly federal system like America, the central government can stipulate that every workplace in the country and customers as well, must conform to confused people's gender fantasies. But there you have it. Well, it's hard to understand. These people are coming from the UK, Daily Skeptic. They spell it with a C instead of a K. But it is hard to understand because it has nothing to do with our form of government. This is something that is a bluff that's being imposed upon us because the Constitution is not self-enforcing. This has nothing to do with the Constitution, has nothing to do with the rule of law. Daily Skeptic goes on, the writer says, personally, I blame Neil Gorsuch, the supposedly conservative originalist justice who joined with the liberals in the Bostock case. He actually wrote the majority opinion in arguing that constitutional protections for sex applied equally to gender identity. His facile logic that it is impossible for an employer to make an adverse employment decision based on, quote, transgender status, unquote, without thereby discriminating, quote, because of sex, unquote. Since a man who suffers adverse treatment because he identifies as a woman is treated differently than he would be if he was a woman who identifies as a woman. Yes, Neil, but the point is he isn't a woman. This point of mere biological fact was lost on such a lofty legal mind, unfortunately. And now a country of 350 million people is living with the idiotic and tyrannical consequences. So, you know, this will most likely be supported by the Supreme Court if you choose to violate this. You will probably lose, even if you take it all the way to the Supreme Court and they agree to hear it. No reason not to do it. You know, that's the way that we change things. We have to defy these injustices. And we have to defy what is being imposed on us.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.